Good morning and welcome back to the Lions Den podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. I crack up because I'm like, yo, I keep making podcasts, but I like it. And again, I appreciate you if you're listening to this. It means a lot. You know, I come out here in the mornings after my workout, after my morning routine. Well, this is part of my morning routine, but I come after my workout, I have a protein shake, then I'm out here with the little one, that little boy, and he's running around as I'm doing this podcast. This topic just hit me maybe 5 seconds ago, business and relationships. And so, again, I mainly use this podcast to talk to you guys about like what's actually happening in my life. It's a little bit more different than my TikTok, my Instagram, my Facebook. I don't really post on Facebook and YouTube. This is more like, yo, you know, that's why I appreciate you guys. Anyways, so business and relationships. So, you know, through my TikTok, I've been reaching out to a lot of different people, again, trying to help people. That's my job, is to help people get from where they are to where they want to be, because that's what I was able to do for my life. And so I just got done messaging someone, and it took a little bit to get back to me, but they're like, yo, I apologize, like, I was at the park with my family, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, yeah, it's just like, it's been really hard to get off the weight. It's been difficult. They wrote me this long ass thing saying like it's been hard and it's affecting their health. They have asthma, but they're at a point in their life where it's like, I either make a change or like I only get worse. And so he's writing me this long paragraph. As I'm reading it, like, he's just telling me about his life and everything that he's going through, the struggles. And I write him a long one back. I was like, yo, I completely understand, man. Like, it's really costing your life. And what I realized there is like, it's just about building relationships. I'm going to be honest with you. I never was a fan of reaching out to people and talking to people and trying to get them to work with me, because, you know, as anyone that goes into like business or sales, they're like, oh, I don't want to be pushy. But as I've been doing this more consistently, I've learned one thing. It's all just about building relationships. Like, if you genuinely care about people, then your goal is to build a relationship through where they trust you, I trust them enough to work with you, you know? And I'm great at building relationships. I believe I truly am, because I care about the other person. I care about the other person on the side. I care about you. That's why I post all this content, because I also know people are going through things, and like, somebody changed my life. Somebody posted videos and changed my life, you know? And if they never posted videos, I don't think I'd be the person I am today, because we don't always grow up in the best environment, right? We don't always grow up with the most positive parents or the positive brothers and sister, or we, you know? And so it really helps when somebody that's not even near you posts something and they're able to make a big change in your life, and you can't do anything but thank them for that. And when they do that, I feel like I had to do that in return, you know? And so, the one thing that I'm starting to notice about business, you know, I got somebody to join my team yesterday too, and we were on the phone, and she got very emotional, started crying. At one point, I kind of teared up, just because she was telling me her story, and, you know, she has the potential of becoming a coach as well. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, it just moved me. And I'm like, man, it gave me goosebumps. It moved me. I'm like, this girl has the potential to change her life and change other people's lives. And I have the opportunity to help her with that. And so I'm like, man, this one thing that I was so afraid of doing, you know, which was like selling or talking to people, which is mainly just talking to people. You know, I think we all, to a degree, have that little, oh, I don't really want to talk to people. You know, we all do, because I can be super introverted and I can be super extroverted. But when it comes to the gist of things, and I started really conversating with more people, all it is building a relationship with somebody. That's really what it is, and that's what I started realizing. And I think people get into business because, like, oh, well, I don't know if they want to buy my stuff. I'm like, now that I'm realizing, it's not about that. It's like, hey, do they want to be part of your life? Because that's ultimately what's really happening here, at least what I'm building, and not just a business, in a brand. And that's what I've been learning from my mentor, is to build a brand, not a business, you know, not just numbers and figures. Obviously, it is important, but it's also about the people and caring for them and knowing that they're going through a massive amount of pain. They're feeling some sort of pain, and pain that I felt before in my life, and I still feel pain. And I'm here to show them how they can heal themselves. I'm here to show them how they can overcome that pain. I can't do it for them, but I can teach them how to do it. And so ultimately what I'm doing is just teaching people how to build themselves up and use the pain that they're feeling at this very moment as an opportunity to push them forward, because pain is one of the best motivators in life. inspiration is great, you know, but inspiration is that good feeling, you know. Everyone's inspired. Oh, she did the 100 meter dash, or she swam with one arm. Oh, that's phenomenal, you know. But when we're feeling some sort of pain in our life, that motivates us a lot, because we, as humans, we tend to get away from pain and go towards pleasure. You know, it's just human biology, you know. And so I believe that also your expectations have to be different. Like, I don't really have much expectations for people, but I read this one book where it's like, you all have expectations. So I'm like, eh. He's like, oh, it's going to be a good trip. That's an expectation. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's like, oh, man, I can't wait to get the hotel. It's going to be so nice. That's an expectation. I'm like, oh, fuck, I do have expectations. So, you know, so, but for me, mentality-wise, I'm like, I just try to show gratitude. Even things don't go my way, quote, unquote, they are going my way. And so, if I can speak to people and build a relationship with them and expect, hey, at least they give me the opportunity to show them what I can do for them, me knowing that I can help them, because I can't help everybody, right? But if someone is either overweight or they're skinny, trying to get bigger, and they can't seem to stick to their workouts, their nutrition, or if they're in a state of like, I can't drop the alcohol, I can't drop going out, it's like, I really, really want to change, I can help them, you know? But if they don't want the help, if they don't want to prove it, I've stumbled across a lot of people like that, where I'm talking to them and they kind of like just brush me off. I'm okay, next one. And that's another thing too that I learned. It's like, there's a lot of people in this world. So if you get a few like people that don't really want to work with you, some people who, I've had people hang up on me on the phone. Like, I've had literally people, as I'm talking to them, they just hang up on me. And I'm like, okay, you know, at first you're just like, what the fuck? But then you realize that, hey, that's part of business. Some people can't make a decision. Some people are like, you get them in a point where they're just like, I don't know what to do. I can't say no, because I know the right thing is to say yes. You know, that's a big thing too. Like, I make such a valid point, such a logical case of like, this is the right choice to make, that they just can't do anything but hang up, you know? And so that happens, you know, but that's part of business. And you have to like always remind yourself that, hey, you know what? Like, next one. Good. I don't want to work with someone like that. I don't want to work with someone like that. You don't. And so when you learn to build relationships, how much do you care about the person, and how much do you believe that you can actually help them? I believe that if anyone works with me, they will see a change. I believe that anyone works with me, their life can completely change. You listen to what I got to tell you, and I always do my best to guide them in the right direction. I don't try to make it too easy, but at the same time, I try to give them as much help as I would want. You know, like hiring a coach, can you explain this to me? Can you explain this to me? You know, this, and I try to do my best so they're not lost. You know, and I'm just cultivating a good relationship, checking in on them, making sure they're all good, giving them more. One of the best pieces of information I ever read this year, which was maybe like almost 3-4 weeks ago, was the business that wins is the one that gives the most value. Once I read that, I'm like, man, dude, that's so true. The business that wins is the one that gives the most value. Brutal. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Love you. Happy Monday.